if you will say, Lord Jesus, my eyes see.
My eyes see.
My ears hear.
My ears hear.
And my spirit does perceive.
And my spirit does perceive.
You're speaking to me.
You're speaking to me.
Amen.
Amen.
So I heard loud and clear. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to release verse 14 because what I heard this morning was 2 Corinthians 4 and I heard 14. And I didn't understand because I just said, Lord, there's no 2 Corinthians 14. But he was really playing a trick on me. It's 4:14. Assured, and I'm using the Amplified because it was very strong to press in with the Amplified. Assured that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will raise us up also with Jesus and bring us along with you into his presence. Assured is the word that I think should have a little bit of a circle on around it. When you're assured that he loves you, there's a whole different level of trust that forms. When I am in anger or I am disappointed in myself and I'm looking at myself with a earthly mentality, I'm going to be upset because I don't see the perfection of Jesus in myself yet. But in reality, St. Paul is trying to make an awareness here. Assured that he who raised up Jesus, or the Lord Jesus, will raise us up also with Jesus. See, this is not in debt. It's not the resurrection of the dead. But if you go back to Paul Keith sharing that he was stripped of the old, and he was putting on the new. Mm-hmm. It was not in a resurrection of a dead body. It was a work in progress in his walk with God. Mm-hmm. So, assured that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will raise us up also with Jesus. Bring us with you into his presence. In other words, there's a work going on in us, and we're seeing more and more of our soul losing ground, being identified, visibly seeing some of our weaknesses, and then we're giving it back to him so that he can take it out, and we're assured. Mm-hmm. Because you see, Jesus was the only one that was raised from the dead. There were others that, let's say, walked out of death. But Jesus is still in his body, never to die again. We are in his body corporately, but we're being raised up now, not when we come out of the grave at some resurrection down the road of life. Mm-hmm. Or 3,000 years from now, or 100 years from now, or whatever the number is. I mean, when I'm assured that Jesus came out of the grave, there were 12 people, okay, that would not deny him, that literally were destroyed by the people of that day to try to make them change their minds that he had come out of the grave. That's 12 people. Today, 12 people on a court of law. It's the same number, same ideas. 12 people said, no way, he was raised from the dead. Now we take on that assurance and we can come into a place where we can say, okay, he's not done with me yet. But see, so much of the religious people have taught over the years that when we die, we get everything we want. Okay? Oh, when you're in heaven, you're going to have all these things. Well, did Jesus have all these things when he went after his death? Or when he went before his death?
Before.
Before. Mm. Because he was transformed. Mm. He was made alive in the Father, and it was visible to Peter, James, and John. And if that was visible for them, what about us? What does he want for us? Is he wanting us to look at a grave as a solution?
No.
But many can't wait to die so they can go to heaven. And that's not what the intent of the Lord was, in my understanding. And what he showed me over the years, especially in 1986. Okay? That's when I had that real crisis of faith, and I began to really try to figure out what he was up to. So now I want you to back it up to verse 7. Well, better go to 6 so that it'll be a little clearer. For God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts so as, and in parentheses it said, to beam forth the light for the illumination of the knowledge of the majesty and glory of God as it is manifested in the person and is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ the Messiah. Now that's a mouthful. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," what is he doing now? He's shining his light in the dark areas of our background, and he's not going to let go until that beam of light illuminates and gives us knowledge. Amen?
Amen.
It makes and gives us the majesty and the glory of God as it was manifested in a person and is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, when he was what? Transfigured. However, we possess this precious treasure, the divine light of the gospel, in frail human vessels of earth. Did you notice we're talking about the same subject in this particular verse? That the grandeur and exceeding greatness of the power may be shown to be on of God and not of ourselves. So it's not a demonstration of me, myself, and I that's going to work here. We are hedged in, pressed on every side, troubled and oppressed in every way, but not cramped or crushed. We suffer embarrassment and are perplexed and unable to find a way out, but not driven to despair. I've got trouble right now. I'm having a hard time, but I'm okay with the hard time. I believe that was somebody's words. 9, we are persecuted and hard driven, pursued but not deserted. To stand alone, we are struck down to the ground, but never struck out and destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the liability and the exposure of the same putting to death that the Lord Jesus suffered, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be shown forth by and in our body. So it's by and in our body. For we who live are constantly experiencing being handed over to death for Jesus' sake, that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be evident through our flesh. which is liable to death. Thus, death is actively at work in us, but it is in order that our life may be actively at work in us or you. Yet, we have the same spirit of faith as he had who wrote, I have believed and therefore I have spoken. We too believe and therefore we speak, assured that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will raise us up with Jesus and bring us along with you into his presence. For all these things are taking place for your sake, so that the more grace and divine favor and spiritual blessing extends to more and more people and multiplied through many, the more the thanksgiving may increase and abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted and wearied out through fear. So now you see the power of fear being identified. What does it do?
Wears you out.
Yep. Discourages.
Yeah. And it exhausts you.
Exhausts. Wears us out.
Okay? Though the outer man is progressively decaying and wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day by day or day after day. For our light and momentary afflictions, this slight distress of the passing hours is ever more and more abundantly preparing and producing and achieving for us an everlasting weight of glory, beyond all measures, excessively surpassing all comparisons and all calculations, a vast and transcendent glory and blessedness never to cease. So there's your eternal part. Since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are visible are temporal, brief and fleeting. But the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. The things of our spirit are invisible, yet they are deathless and everlasting. So now, taking a peek at verse 6 again, God who said, light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts so as to beam forth the light for the illumination of the knowledge of the majesty and glory of God as it is manifest in the person and is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ the Messiah. So, Father, today, we are really understanding that the progression of our walk with you is an eternal reality that we will never lose. That what we have tasted of the challenges will progressively give us more and more of the eternal within our inner parts, even if the outer parts are challenged. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.